Welcome to the Families at Grace podcast, where we seek to equip and encourage parents as they apply the gospel in their homes. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Families at Grace podcast. We took a break for the summer, but we're back. This is Josh Hussung. Yeah.
Jason Miller.
Savannah Seibel.
And we're so glad to be back from the summer. Yeah. And it's school, you know, back to school stuff.
School's
back. By the time you get this, you've probably been back for 3 weeks or more. Mm-hmm. But we thought we'd kick things off with favorite school memories. So, Jason, we're going to start with you.
Okay, so probably a highlight of my athletic career was getting in during garbage time of a basketball game my sophomore year and tipping in a rebound to score the 100th point for our team. So that was the
nice.
Got called, the foul got called, got to shoot free throws. So that's a great high school memory for me. Not many of those sports memories, but I'll hold on to that one.
That's awesome.
Was that the 100th point of the game or of the season?
For our team in that game. So we were destroying. That's the only reason I was in the game.
Yeah.
The reason I was in the game is because we were up by 35 points.
Oh, you don't have to tell
Yeah.
Was this JCM?
No, this was a small school, Bradford High School, where I was my freshman and senior year.
Gotcha.
Freshman and sophomore year.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, very good. All right. So All-Star Jason.
Okay.
Savannah?
Yeah, mine, it was in seventh grade. I transferred to a new school, which was good. And the best part was they had been working on portfolios for a few years, and my portfolio work did not transfer to the new school. So I got assigned to work with a retired teacher, me and what turned out to be one of my best friends in middle school and high school. And we went every day. And took so much longer than we should have working on those portfolios. Mm. It was like, you know, supposed to be an hour a week, and it would be a few hours a day that we would work with this teacher. Yeah, very edgy, very edgy. Yeah. She would make us snacks, and then she would leave and be like, I'll be back. You guys work on your portfolios. And we would get absolutely nothing done. We would just talk the whole time, and then she'd come back, and we'd get a little bit done, but... It was it was a good time.
So you skipped school to work on schoolwork. That's what I'm hearing.
Basically,
this is
like
the girl version of Rebel Without a Cause.
Yeah,
that's what's going on here.
Josh, what about you?
Well, you know, I'll share a story about very young me, which was when I started kindergarten. I probably went home from school every day for like the first 2 weeks because I'd be like, I miss my mom. I need to go home. So it was a rough transition apparently for me.
Oh, you're making me sad.
At the beginning of things. I know. I was, it was difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really hard time for me.
So they would call your parent because you...
They did.
You got picked up?
Yeah. I don't know that they came and got me every time.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of like me going to the office and then calling me and probably my mom coming in and being like, you can't come home today, but it'll be okay. You know, like kind of thing. And I'm the oldest, so this was her first time having to do that. So I think it was... maybe a little difficult for her. I don't know.
But by the time you got to high school, you had outgrown it.
For the most part, I only called home every once in a while.
Okay, good.
My mommy
good.
In high school. So we're back to school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think this is, we usually talk about back to school stuff around the time school starts. But I feel like because this year is sort of the first like back to school since COVID stuff, it feels especially new.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we've had the last 18 months or so, you know, where school has not been normal. Mm-hmm. Not to say that school is normal for everybody now.
Right.
But everybody's pretty much in person.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of kids wearing masks to school.
Yep.
And that kind of thing. But like the schedule is back, you know, all that.
Yeah.
There's kind of new challenges with the new school year.
Yep.
Yeah.
You can't go to school in your pajamas.
That's right.
Yeah. Can't roll out of bed and just start class.
Right.
I don't know, man. My kids' school like kind of like killed their dress code. So you kind of can go to school in your pajamas.
Hey, that's the dream. That's the dream.
They haven't done it yet. I'm surprised they haven't. Like,
you're supposed to save that for college. Like
that's right.
That's the rite of passage.
They're just taking the special stuff out of
it. Spirit Week, you know. You live for the day you get to wear your
pajama. Pajama day. That's true. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you, Savannah, you don't have a kid in public school just yet.
Not yet. Got
a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Jason, I feel like for me, the new school year, like getting back in the schedule of like having to show up, take kids to school every day.
Car lines.
Yeah. Yep. Get up early.
Yep.
It's just a big downer.
It's a stressor, not just for the kids, but for the parents.
That's right. Yeah. It's like a whole new, you know, I just like forgot about that. I was like, man, I don't like this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's difficult.
When I was little, I used to always like dream of the day when I became an adult and didn't have to get up early for school anymore. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere along the way, I realized one day if I have kids, then I will have to get up early all over again.
That's right.
And I'll have to get them ready as well as myself. So
that's right.
I'm enjoying a few more years before that happens.
Yeah. I think another thing like that I feel like is difficult is it's like the reverse of my kindergarten thing. Where like your kids were home so much during COVID and even last year, you know, they only really went to school for like the last 6 to 8 like weeks, break really, right? Yep. And you throw out a couple of quarantines in there. Mm-hmm. They were home a lot.
Yep.
And so we've had like almost their whole, that school year where we had them home so much and you know, everybody's probably a little bit ready for them to go back to school and be like, all right, you're good. But also like a little bit of mourning there because that daily time together has just decreases when school's in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You run out of, last year we were running out of activities for our kids to do at home. And now, just trying to get the new schedule back up and running has been tough.
Yeah. You get them home, you got, okay, you got homework and then some people, so a lot of kids have extracurricular stuff and it just compounds like just this tiny amount of time that you have that is not structured. I mean, even homeschool families, who are maybe with their kids a good bit of the day, if they're not in tutorial or something, like it's all structured now, or a lot of it is, more than it was at least. And that just means you have so much less time that you can have kind of a meaningful sort of relational kind of time with them.
Yeah.
It requires a lot of intentionality, I guess, which is a good maybe transition into the opportunity side of where we are right now.
Yeah. So with the new schedule, you have opportunities to make new choices and set that schedule, maybe not get back to as busy as you were pre-COVID and make, those intentional decisions about what extracurricular activities you're going to be a part of and have your kids a part of. So that's an opportunity to reevaluate and make good decisions. I think
I think before we move on to the next part, I think I've wondered whether people having had so little to do will, I would guess some will be guarded and be careful about what they add back. And some people might just go full force, add like I'm going to do everything and then maybe regret that. So I kind of like your idea of like, let's just add it piece by piece back in and see.
Yeah. See what you can handle. Stress test the schedule. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so for thinking about younger kids and going back to school, I think one of the things that can be helpful is just preparing them ahead of time. Now, you know, we said we've already started, but for kids coming back, they're going to experience some new things that they haven't ever done before. So talking things through with them can lower the level of anxiety and tension and fear of going back to school and as they face those new schedules and new opportunities. So just talk through with them what their day is going to look like. Like this year we have a kindergartner for the first time. And so everything was brand new. Like he showed up at his school and they were wearing uniforms and he was just shocked that everyone was wearing the same shirt that he was wearing. you're wearing my shirt and you're wearing my shirt and you're wearing my shirt. So everything was new to him, brand new. Talking through those things, preparation ahead of time, what the schedule is going to be like, especially for younger kids, so that they're not caught off guard for those things. And as your kids who are older, elementary, preparing them for, if they're wearing the masks or if they may have new people in their grade, new relationships, helping them look for the people who are on the outside, maybe who are brand new. I moved around a lot growing up, and so I was the new kid in school lots of times, and so it's tough to make friends. So helping our kids look out for those new kids and befriend them early on in the school year is important. I think taking opportunities to pray. We're in the car. We're in the car line a long time, or if you're putting kids on the bus, praying before they leave, just giving them that. Launching out into the school day with a reminder that God's with them, watching over them.
That's right.
Helping them is a great thing. And then if you do have some commute time with them, using that ride time to have intentional conversations. One of the things that we've used is the Dwell Bible app. So it has different reading plans and it reads the scripture for you. And so you can use that in the car and maybe have that be your family devotion as you're in the car that day, or just an opportunity to talk about what God's word says about different things throughout the day. And then another thing I would say, is to help our kids be intentional about gratefulness. So don't wait for, Teacher Appreciation Week in April to tell your teacher that you appreciate them or that you're thankful for them. So you can do that as a parent. You can do that, help your kids do that, write just a little note or a gift or something like that. Our teachers, educators have been through a lot in the last 18 months and have had to shift and be flexible. And so anything you can do to encourage them, especially this as the school year begins, I think is a great opportunity. And it helps our kids. Showing gratefulness opens up their hearts and their minds to other people. And so you're going to get plenty of complaints about teachers and homework and all those things. Right. So the more you can do to help your kids value their teachers and other staff at their school is going to be important in helping them have a positive year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. There's a lot of carryover, I guess, between what you've said for younger kids and older kids. But Savannah, what would you maybe say to parents of youth age kids about maybe ways they can take hold of opportunities during the school year here?
Yeah, I think we all anticipate summer and look forward to summer, just the unstructured time that we have. But I think that there's something to be said for having that day-to-day weekly schedule. And what I think I would just really encourage parents to do is to think about things that they already have laid out in a given day. Specifically, you have the mornings with your students, you have the evenings with your students. What are some things that you're already doing that maybe you can build in time memorizing scripture together while you're having breakfast together, or those drive times like Jason was mentioning? Those are awesome times to pray together or to listen to scripture together. What are things that you're already doing? I know it's really complicated sometimes to add even one more thing, but if you can add it to something that's already being done, then it's more sustainable over time. And it just fits into your day better. So whatever you can do to kind of point them to Christ in those times, whether it's something that you do daily or just taking advantage of the time that you have together, those are some good opportunities for that as we step into the structured time. I also think it's a great opportunity to just have intentional conversations with your students. If they're in public school or even if they're in private school or a tutorial, they're listening to the opinions of others. And some questions that I've heard that I think are really helpful sometimes are just starting by asking your student, what are some things that you think you and I agree about? And what are some things that you think that you and I disagree about, or some views that you think we differ on? And that opens up a great opportunity for you to talk about maybe some things that you do have different views about. And if you open up the opportunity to disagree with your students, they're kind of in a culture that says we can't disagree about anything. Whatever opinions you have, shout them as loud as you can. And if somebody disagrees with you, then you just cancel that person. But we know as believers and as individuals, we're not going to agree with everyone about everything. And so I think that this is a good opportunity for you to show your student that we may disagree about some things and that's okay. And, and then to talk about what are the things that unite us, and hopefully that's going to bring them back to Christ. And it's also going to give them an opportunity when they have doubts or questions about scripture or about their faith. If you've developed this culture of having the ability to disagree about some things, then hopefully they're going to be quicker to approach you about those questions that they have and to bring them to you instead of to others. So,
yeah, I really like that question. Like, what do you think we might disagree about? Because, I feel like it's disarming.
Yeah.
It invites something. It encourages students towards the idea of them being their own person, even if it's not like totally realized at the moment, that it's kind of like you as a parent are assuming you and I are different people and we may not always see eye to eye about something.
Right.
And I really do think that it's possible that for a lot of our young people, that they may be developing or hearing ideas that are either just different or not what scripture says about something.
Yeah.
And they might be internalizing those thoughts and struggling with them by themselves and don't really have an answer. But that question allows them the voice to say it out loud and know that they're still going to be accepted, but also gives you the ability as a parent to sort of process that with them. And it might potentially head some of those doubt apologetics level questions or things like that off at the pass and be able to give an answer instead of it just being kind of years and years of sort of circling the drain of doubt or something. So I really like that. I think that's a great idea, having intentional conversations with kids.
Yeah, and I think it can be unifying too. There may be things that they assume that you as a parent believe that you don't actually believe. Yeah. Like maybe you just haven't had that conversation. Or, I mean, it can also open your eyes to the questions that they're actually having that you may be totally unaware of. If it's broad, then you're really opening up the opportunity to talk about a lot of different things and can figure out what's going on in their lives and what's most pressing on their minds.
Can I throw one more thing out there that I think is good for drive time? I know we like really spiritualized it there for a minute, okay? But something I like to do in the car too, on top of these things, obviously having intentional conversations, but something to laugh together and something to enjoy together. You know, one thing that I like to do is either let them pick a song or two or introduce them to a song or two. Like we've been really going through the 90s pop hits lately. And, you know, all the, I was like big, like 90s alt rock. So we listened to all the
Nirvana.
Nah, I was a little too young for Nirvana. Sorry. Like Third Eye Blind, you know, that kind of thing. So we like hit a couple of songs that are appropriate or like listening to like some kind of comedy or something like that and just kind of laugh together. So sometimes the first half of our commute might be something like that because we just kind of enjoy ourselves and get ready for the day, and then also have those. I think all of that stuff can be a lot of fun. Good opportunity.
Anything you can do to help build attachment and warmth in your relationship goes a long way to them listening to you when you do have to have tough conversations or talk about what you disagree about. When they know you love them and this is not going to destroy your relationship. So,
And if you let them pick the music, sometimes you're going to wind up with something to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, like you might have something that seems really easy, appropriate, nothing, no problem, but there might be a worldview conversation you could have about the meaning of a song. So it might be a helpful thing as a parent to you know, listen through some of those things, which you're probably already doing anyway. So let's spend the last few minutes with a couple things. One is, you know, not only do we want to encourage you, parents, to take advantage of the time that you have with your kids, but we also want to offer ways that we as Grace Community Church can aid you in the discipleship of your kids, come alongside. So we just wanted to give a brief moment of explanation about things that are kicking off soon or have already kicked off at Grace. So let's talk about a couple of those. Savannah, give us a couple of youth things that are going soon.
Yeah, so we have our regular weekly offerings that are kicking back off. Sunday school, of course, we had promotion Sunday on August 8th, so your students are in whatever grade they are currently in school, and we are just having Sunday school on a weekly basis. That's a great opportunity for students to come in and to connect and to hear the word. And then in a little bit more intimate setting on Wednesday nights, we have our small groups for all youth aged students. And so we have a large group teaching time that's divided up between middle school and high school. And then we divide into small groups that are based on their grade and their gender. And this is a great time for students to connect with their peers and to also just get some time being mentored by one of our great youth leaders. And we had training recently with those leaders. We're super excited about our new teaching team this semester. It's going to be a great year together, and so we hope your students will get involved. We also have on Sunday nights our Bible study for high school students. We have 3130 for our girls and 412 for our guys. And in each of these different offerings that have been mentioned, we're going to be opening the Bible together. We're going to be spending time in prayer together, And we are going to be spending time just seeking to build relationships. So we like to give a few different times that will hopefully work for families and would really encourage you to check those out. If you have a high school student and you haven't been involved in 412 or 3130 before, on September 12th, we have a big kickoff event for those, and parents and students are invited just to come and preview that. So that might be a good option if you want to hear more about those opportunities.
Yeah. And then for elementary and younger kids, we have Sunday school every Sunday, 9 a.m. So a little bit different with our new one worship service schedule. The only time for elementary Sunday school is at 9 o'clock. So we'd love to have your kids there. We got a great group of teachers and volunteers that make that happen. And then I would encourage you, if you haven't been a part of a community group, to go ahead and join. Those community groups are open for signups, and there are groups that are available to kids. We call it Kids in Community. And so look for a group where your kids can be involved, and they'll get to meet new people, maybe even people they don't see on Sunday morning. And it's another good opportunity for them to see you as mom and dad taking time away to focus on your spiritual growth. And that's another great way of influencing them during this time. And we'll have some other events coming up this fall. So be on the lookout in the bulletin and emails for those.
Great. And the last thing I would say is we want to serve you by continuing to do this podcast. So mm-hmm. you can expect an episode once a month. We got all kinds of different, topics. Yeah. Jason, what's one you're excited about this year?
Well, we'll always talk about the technology. It's an ever-changing, ever-moving target. And so we'll try to help you as parents be good disciples and disciple your kids on how to use technology well in their lives.
That's great. Savannah, you got one you're excited about?
I'm excited about talking just more about walking with your students through different emotions. We've got some episodes on just walking with students through grief and loss and depression. And while these are tough and weighty topics, mm-hmm. I think that it may be helpful just to talk about how do we navigate those with our students and walk with them through these varying emotions.
Yeah, so. That's great. And if you listening, have any ideas about things that would be pertinent to you, yep. you can always shoot us an email or, we got the youth parents Facebook page and places mm-hmm. like that. You can always contact us and give us your ideas. We'd love to be as much of a help as possible.
Absolutely.
But we're here for you. We're mm-hmm. praying for you. We're so glad to have parents who are trying to disciple their kids yep. and we're here to serve you. So please let us know how, and thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Be a blessing.